Hey everybody, it is Big Foodies time. What's going on, guys? I am Biggie. This is Matt, BB Shea. We are the Big Foodies, coming to you for episode number 6.
Let's go.
Yes.
All right, 6 of these in. We're doing pretty good.
Yeah.
All right. I'm always surprised when we have one of these. We are coming to you from the, that's right, we still have a sponsor for another week, Marco's Pizza. Thank you. This is the Biggie's Marco's Kitchen Studio to you live. Yeah. Of course, joined, as we told you last week, we officially added a new member to the show. It's my kitchen sink and kitchen faucet. So there's Fossey joining us as always. We think she's going to stick around for a while.
Yeah.
So she'll always be here. Today, we did wings last week, pizza chain wings,
mm-hmm.
and we thought, well, let's just do pizza chain desserts too. Yep. Why not stick with that?
I like it.
So I think we got the big four here today. Well, we have 5.
I was in charge of getting the Little Caesars.
Okay.
And we have the Pizza Hut, we have the Papa John's, we have the Domino's, we have the Marco's. And I didn't see when I was ordering online an option for dessert from Little Caesars. And so I decided to take it upon myself, because I had a little bit of extra time, and just drive to Little Caesars, because they always have everything hot and ready.
Yeah.
And so I wanted to ask them, do you guys have dessert? And when I walked in, the guy at the counter goes, nah, but I got cookies. And I said,
okay.
And he said, you want some cookies? And I said,
that's
yeah.
That's a real sketchy weird match.
I didn't want cookies.
That's sketchy.
So I purposely hid them in this box.
Yeah, we haven't seen these cookies till now.
Because this dude walked into a box, a cardboard box like this big, sitting like near the counter, and just reached in and pulled out this.
You want some cookies?
Little Caesars cookies.
Get out of here.
Little Caesars cookies.
Get out of here.
Little Caesars cookies.
Oh, so, that's rare.
All right. Well, did you get us each one?
No, he handed me 2.
Oh, he only gave you 2? We have to split?
I also, remember, I'm not paying for anything at this moment.
They're in here. There's tiny little ones in there. Okay.
So, I wasn't paying for anything at this moment. I've literally spent $0 in this Little Caesars and got these cookies.
Oh, wow.
Zero trans fats.
What?
It's a healthy one.
Thanks for putting that on the label, Little Caesars.
There we go.
Well, I mean, I guess we should try this first.
Yeah,
okay.
Let's start off with the Little Caesars.
Pop it over. Let's see here. You want some cookies?
I thought he was going to offer you weed cookies or something.
Just the way he said it.
Yeah. He walked out from the back and he goes, no, but you want some cookies? And I'm like, I mean, I'd love some cookies. And he just reaches into this big box. I'm assuming there's these 2 big boxes in them.
It's just cookies.
And the way for me, it's just cookies.
It's the Little Caesars mascot guy. Awesome.
So nice.
That's sweet.
This one says pizza.
And then
this one's the guy.
I guess this is supposed to be a pizza.
This one's a slice of pizza. It's a slice of pizza. That's the guy.
That's the guy. Oh, there. Okay, yeah.
This
pizza
has pepperoni and mushroom on it.
Okay.
Yeah, a little mushroom on it.
That's a kid's cookie.
Yeah.
It's like those old McDonald's cookies that you
get. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes, exactly.
A hint of cinnamon.
Oh, there you go. Big foodie tip for you if you're at the Little Caesars and you want a little something sweet, ask them for some cookies.
They're going to give you the bag.
Man, Little Caesars.
There you go.
Outdid yourselves with this.
The smallest wings and the smallest dessert. That's what you get for a $5 pizza place.
That's right.
But hey.
The best part would be if tonight when they're counting inventory, they're like, hey, what'd you do with 2 bags of cookies?
I have these cookies. But he was just like, we have some cookies. I got you.
Okay.
All right,
that's
cool.
Awesome.
So there you go.
Wow. All right. Wow, Little Caesars. Well, number 1 with a bullet right now.
Right. You guys are in first place.
Put it on the board.
Hey.
All right. Well, I can tell you, since we opened this box, this is, Barrett, did you pick this up? This is Domino's.
Yeah. So this is the Domino's Marble Cookie Brownie. A buddy of mine put me onto this a while back, and it is absolutely incredible.
Hmm.
It's like, you know, half brownie, half chocolate.
That's what I'm shocked by. Yeah, I haven't tried this before.
It looks like a cookie that's been mixed into the middle of the brownie.
I see it's nice and warm. Well, it's look, been sitting out a minute, but, you know, still good.
You know what? It is exactly what you said it is.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's a cookie shoved into a brownie, without a doubt.
Because depending on where you're biting at that moment, you taste straight cookie, or you just taste brownie.
Mm-hmm. But where can you go wrong with cookies and brownies?
But not because it's just a bite of two different foods at once.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is a good dessert.
Mm-hmm.
Not for the faint of heart.
No. It's very rich.
It's rich, yeah.
Very rich. Because it's not just a regular cookie, it's a chocolate chip cookie.
Yeah. And mm-hmm. you can get this with the $5.99 meal deal they got or whatever, so this could be one of the items that you get. It's really good.
Mm-hmm. I dig it.
Yeah.
Now,
is it better than the Little Caesars cookie?
Well, it's close.
Yeah.
Right now, I think Domino's is going to edge Little Caesars back just a little bit.
Just a tad.
Still, attitude alone goes to Little Caesars.
That's what I'm impressed with. Sometimes I feel like when you make desserts like that, the edge tends to get a little crispy.
Yeah, but not...
That one to the edge is still soft and chewy. Good.
Should we switch flavors here and go cinnamon?
Let's do it.
Okay. This is from Marco's. This is the just the Cinnabread.
Yeah.
Again, full disclosure, I do work at Marco's part-time. I have made these, so they're also a sponsor. I chose this because people love this. It's the thing most ordered. I have not actually had it till this moment myself.
Oh, wow, okay.
I can tell you, it is rich. Mm. It is a true, rich dessert. The main ingredients is butter. It's butter,
perfect.
Cinnamon, butter, icing. Yeah.
What's better than that?
Yeah. It, to me, is a truly rich dessert.
Now, is this supposed to be like a monkey bread or something?
That's no, I'll tell you, it's just, I'll say it's Marco's dough. It's made, Marco's dough is actually made fresh every day there.
So it's like the same dough you would find on pizza.
Yes. But then just slathered in butter, cinnamon, and icing.
Oh, man.
Mm.
Wow. Man.
That's great.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I like about it? It's not super salt. It's got a little bit of firmness to it, which I really like.
Mm-hmm.
It's nice.
Like it's got like a nice crust around it, but the middle of that dough
still nice and soft.
It's nice and soft, and it's cool. So it's almost like it's refreshing.
Mm-hmm.
And then the cinnamon is just great.
And it is butter. Butter.
And I watched you. We iced this ourselves.
Yes. Yeah, I did. I just put icing on it. It comes with a packet of icing. So if you're an icing person, ask for extra icing.
Mm-hmm.
I'd say that's probably, this to me, I see people order this. We have also, there's a double chocolate brownie, but this is always ordered the most.
This
and
is
people
great.
Come back and order it again.
It's not, you're right, I get the richness, but it's not.
Yeah.
I don't feel a sugar rush to where
it's
I
not
can't
overpowering.
Eat more. I could eat way more of this than I could the brownie from Domino's.
I'd be good with one of those. I could have another one.
I could have a couple of these.
Yeah. Yeah.
I dig that.
Go ahead.
That's
So your third?
Yeah. I'm really digging this, man.
Yeah. It is good. Now, like I said, of course, all desserts are rich. That's just what people say, but
right.
You know, I think for me, for being a national chain dessert, Marco's does a really good job at that.
That's good.
As much as I love the Domino's brownie, I would put the Marco's at one. Sorry, Little Caesars.
Yeah.
Back down again, Little Caesars.
Womp womp, number three. Pizza.
Perfect.
All right, so we'll mix
alternate
it back
flavors.
Up again instead of doing another cinnamon. We'll go with the Papa John's, which was
this
you.
Was, I picked this up. This is their cookie. I know it's they sell a lot of them. It's one of their biggest. I know they have a cinnamon pull-apart, too, but they really started pushing this cookie a while ago, and it's got to be up there as one of their most popular, and it's pretty simple. It's a cookie pizza looking.
Yeah. It comes in an aluminum tin here.
Yeah. Let's grab this in and break it.
So it's cut like a pizza.
Yeah.
Very chocolatey.
Slice-o cookie. It is very, it's good.
Mm-hmm.
It's a chocolate chip cookie.
That's all right.
I mean, if I'm calling a spade, it is that. It's not bad by any means, but it's not, to me, any different than just if you had a bag of cookies at your house.
It's like a warm Chips Ahoy.
Yeah.
And the outside is a little firm.
Mm-hmm.
And jelly got crispy. I would almost not eat the crust.
Leave it off.
Although, like, when I'm eating, I just wouldn't eat the edge because it's kind of a little much.
That's a standard dessert.
It's a cookie. Yeah, it's good.
Yeah.
And again, as we said before when we were talking buffalo wings in the last video, most of your national pizza chains are going to keep things that are...
Yeah.
Your standards. Your safe go-to things. You're not going to get real wild.
Yeah.
I
I'd be interested to see what else they had.
Yeah.
But I'm not, like, blown away by this.
No, because to me, it's just that. It's a cookie.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. I'd put this below Domino's.
Yeah.
In my rankings. I don't know where you all are.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. I would say Marco's.
Domino's gets points for me for being a little different, too.
Yeah. Marco's, Domino's, Papa John's, and then Little Caesars.
Where Little Caesars, once again, just gave us a cookie.
Yeah. A little baggie of cookies.
What a very good cookie.
Barrett's saving his.
Well, that's the thing. Like, bite for bite, I almost would rather have a bite of that cookie than a bite of this cookie. But it's just, you know.
Just off the
end. What you're getting.
Yeah. This is a collector's item.
I don't think you should save that.
Yeah.
How did Barrett send his kids to college?
It's like employee
Little Caesar cookies.
Little Caesar cookies.
Now, this the Pizza Hut I'm interested in. I know it's cinnamon. You picked this up.
Yeah. So I
but you threw the Cinnabon label on their Pizza Hut. So I'm guessing this must be.
Yeah. And the reason I picked this one. So Pizza Hut had like four different options. They had, and they were throwing around other companies' labels like Cinnabon. They had a Hershey's.
Okay.
Cookie. Similar to what you're looking at with Papa John's. They had cinnamon crazy bread or cinnamon bread or something like Cinnastick.
Yeah.
And they had like another dessert. And so I was trying to figure out which one would be, I guess, their signature dessert item. And so I went on the internet, which any responsible adult would do.
Of course.
And I said,
everything on the internet. So what, right.
What is Pizza Hut's most popular dessert? And a poll done on Reddit, reliable, said that the Cinnabon mini rolls were overwhelmingly the best dessert.
Okay.
They got about 39% of the vote.
Okay.
And when you're splitting that, you know, four ways.
That's pretty good, yeah.
That's a pretty good chunk. So I went for the Cinnabon cinnamon roll. Looks like miniature cinnamon rolls you get from a Cinnabon.
Yeah. I'm going to be honest. Presentation is poor.
Yeah, it just looks.
When you open that box, that is, I'm just going to say it, that is not a good looking. Yeah.
Because it clearly comes like prepackaged in this.
Yeah.
And then they just
throw it in this. Oh,
yeah. And then this. and then it's ready. They ice. We did not ice this.
No.
So there's parts of
this. That was hand iced by Pizza Hut.
There's parts of this that are iced heavy and parts of this that almost have no ice. So I'm going to have to find one that's like in the middle.
But it might be really good.
It might be really good.
You know,
but if presentation is a thing, Pizza.
Come on.
Come on, guys.
This looks like something you'd warm up from the frozen foods.
Yeah. And it feels that way, too.
Yeah.
Like, I think Cinnabon just packages a bunch together.
And sends them over to Pizza Hut. Yeah.
Because Pizza Hut's like, hey.
Oh, Barrett, you get three.
Didn't mean to do that.
We're pizza. We're not dessert. Help us.
I'm going to be. Even the icing, I'm sorry, just looks.
Yeah. So you're getting three. And there's more icing on the tray than on the Cinnabon.
Yeah.
Like, you could ice every other Cinnabon here with the rest of this icing. Like, there's so much there.
This, by far.
Be better.
To me, the most unappealing of
the. I told you guys we needed a fork.
Huh. Good call.
I'm going to.
Next time I'm at the grocery store, I'm going to check and see if you can buy those in the frozen food section. You probably can.
I'll tell you, flavor-wise,
it's
a Cinnabon. Not knocking my socks off. No. It's definitely, like you said, this is something they pull out of their walk-in cooler, throw through the oven, throw some icing on it, send it out the door.
Obviously, it's not terrible. I mean,
we're sitting here eating it.
I mean, a Cinnabon.
Mm-hmm.
It's fine. It's good for what it is, you know.
Yeah.
Nothing luxurious about it.
Let me ask you this. What's the price on this?
It's a good question. $3 or $4.
Okay. That's a fair price.
It wasn't bad.
The Marco's one, I will say this, the Marco's
Barrett
one.
Barrett picked it up for me.
$5.99.
I sent Barrett to pick it up.
Look at him sitting here. I can't quite remember what it cost. Because Barrett bought it.
No. I bought it. Barrett picked it up.
Okay.
Because
so, I went to go pick up Domino's, and the Pizza Hut was on the way to the Domino's, and he's like, since you're going that way, can you just pick it
up? It's a block away, and I had to go on the hunt for Little Caesar's cookies.
Obviously, those are rare to find. So.
Yeah.
So I had to do some driving. Okay.
That's what's at the end of the rainbow, by the way. Was Little Caesar's cookies.
We found it, folks. No more searching.
There you go. Answer.
Like, the Marco's is $3.99, which I feel like is a good price for that dessert.
Look.
I know. You can just tell a difference.
Somebody's mother could have made that.
Yeah.
And nobody's mother made that.
Nobody's mother.
Nobody's mother made that.
You tell me what you'd rather have.
Yeah.
Now, I'm comparing these two mainly because they're the same cinnamon as
exactly. Ever. That's just it, yeah. The Papa John's cookie was part of their kind of like Domino's where you pick.
Yeah.
But if I'm ranking price-wise alone, Marco's is one. Domino's I would pay probably $6 for. I feel like the cookie at $6 from Papa John's is too much.
Too much.
Yeah.
And the Cinnabon for almost $6.
Yeah. The Cinnabon I feel like you should just get.
Yeah.
Yeah. Go to a Cinnabon.
You got a pizza, here's your free Cinnabon. Yeah. Right? Yeah.
I didn't ask for this. Just take some off our hands.
Buy pizza, get
you
one
Cinnabon.
You want
a Cinnabon? Yeah.
Okay, so let's rank them. I think the ranking's going to be pretty clear. Yeah. The only thing we might argue about is Pizza Hut. Number one, I think, is going to be the Marco's Cinnabread for sure.
Marco's Cinnabread is the top. Yeah. That's really, that's...
Yeah. Domino's number two. I think it's different. I'd be willing to pay that price for that.
What was the price point on the Domino's?
So that was $5.99. You can get that.
That's worth that.
As so part
that, was
of, yeah.
the, that was the cookie brownie here at Domino's.
Yeah.
And then...
this is where the debate comes in. I feel like I would rank... I'd probably rank the Papa John's cookie next.
Mm-hmm.
And then I would rank the Little Caesars bag of cookies above the Pizza Hut Cinna catastrophes.
I'm not going to argue with you because I would consider ranking Little Caesars above Papa John's.
Okay.
I think these are a clear 1-2.
These are 1-2.
Without a doubt.
Yeah.
And the fact that anything that's supposed to be served in a hot box is being compared to this
says a lot.
That's bad.
Where do we rank Papa John's? Are they a consensus 3 or Baird? Are you thinking?
I'll give them a 3, but I don't want to give the Cinnabon above the.
How about we give Papa John's 3A, and we give Little Caesars 3B, and then we can rank Cinnabon like B or G or whatever comes next. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. 4.
Whatever. I think the big thing is Cinnabon's at the bottom. Well, not Cinnabon, Pizza Hut,
Pizza Hut.
Yeah.
I'm sure if you go get a nice fresh Cinnabon, it'd be a completely different story.
It's amazing.
The icing's kind of yellow.
Because if you go back to our wing episode,
Pizza Hut blew our socks off.
Yeah.
Yeah, and this was truly...
And I also want to say that we went with the Cinnabon because Reddit told me to.
So that means the other desserts.
So the others could be different. And I think it would have been... And maybe part of it is we're comparing it to one of the greatest desserts I've ever eaten. What's the problem?
A nice handmade. And again, yes, Marco's is a sponsor, but I think anyone could rank these and say that in this dessert challenge that Domino's came in strong for me too.
Yeah.
So I think
this is more of what are you in the mood for? If you're okay with something like cinnamony with icing, you're not going to go wrong with this. But if you would rather have that brownie rich chocolatey cookie, you're going to want this all day over that. 100%.
Well, I'm good with a Cinnabon at the bottom.
Yeah.
Okay.
So let's do Papa John's next. Let's do Papa John's at 3. And then we'll do the Little Caesars cookies at 4.
Yes!
And then the Cinnabon at 5.
How about packaging, though? Little Caesars won.
Yes, they did.
Look at that.
Yeah. And let me just say this. For the guy that asked you, do you want some cookies? Great upsell.
Yeah. Thank you, guys.
Big time.
You want some cookies?
Upsell from what? Zero?
Even though they made no money off of it.
I walked out of there spending $0.
Yeah. Okay. So, thank you all again for watching. We are going to give away another free pizza this week, courtesy of Marco's, our first sponsor, our only sponsor right now. So, thank you, Marco's, again. So here's the deal. We did it last week. We'll do it again this week. We're going to pick one random YouTube subscriber. We'll shoot you an email. We'll send you a coupon for a free Marco's pizza. So make sure you subscribe to us on YouTube. Of course, find us on Facebook, Instagram as well. I believe if you were following us, you saw Barrett take a shot of ranch.
Yum.
Before. Yeah, that was gross.
So keep following us. I'll do more.
We will do this again next week. This is Big Foodies. Thank you, guys.